You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello, Bengals fans. I am Matt Minnick, and this is Coach Speak. Well, I thought that the Travion Williams signing was an interesting one. And not that it was a big financial thing or anything like that, but I just kind of figured Travion was gone. And when that happened, it was like something else must be going on. And I think it comes down to wanting to keep a little bit of stability, also wanting to have, a guy who is familiar with your pass protection in there, who can fill that type of role. Obviously, he does some special teams things, but I had a feeling something else is coming at the running back spot. And to be honest with you, I had no idea. I'm not one of these people who's been talking about Zach Moss. That was a popular name with a lot of people. He's a guy who can create, has some explosion, makes guys miss. We see him really making, getting high yards at over expectation for whatever that's worth. And, he brings a little bit more juice to the spot. And I think this is a guy who you're going to get more out of. You're going to get more yards. You get more fear from the defense than they were getting previously. And it's a guy who's shown that he can do it even with some boxes that are a little bit stacked from time to time. So you've got that a guy now who I think can make you really pay. I think the defensive coordinators, at least good ones, don't get pissed off that they're giving up 4 yards a pop and say screw it and freaking, put a bunch of guys in the box to stop their damn run. Not in the middle of the field, right? They don't do that, but if you're getting 12 yards here and then you're getting 16 yards here and then, if you're popping first downs, they'll look to stop those things. And guess what? Single high safety. What are you gonna do? Is that safety paying attention to Higgins? Is that safety paying attention to Chase? Now we got you. I think it gives them an option. I like Mixon. Mixon has been nothing but a great teammate since he's been here. I would have supported them bringing him back because I think he brings some things to that locker room that are underappreciated, undervalued, underestimated by us who are not in that locker room. We don't see those things. We don't understand the value of some of those things. And he was a good running back in his time. I think he was always a little bit underrated, but he's getting a little long in the tooth. He's getting a little up there, and it was time, I think. So now they've got Moss in there. They've got Chase Brown. Now Chase Brown, I was big on Chase Brown after watching film of last year's draft prospects. He was one of my favorite running backs. And then I went and I looked at the stats and I saw how much he had carried the ball. And I basically didn't talk about him anymore because I was like, well, the Bengals aren't taking this guy because the Bengals like, guys who split time, guys who, have a lot of tread left in the tires, so to speak. And Chase was not that. He was a grinder, so it was surprising that they went ahead and took Chase Brown in that situation. They did it. And he's got some juice. He's shown some ability in the pass. He's got the size. I think he can develop into a pass blocker. I think he can be the complete package. Didn't get a lot of carries this year. Will that get his legs back? What's the lifelong you know, effect on his legs from all the carries he's taken over the course of his career? These are not questions that I can answer. I think the medical people probably have ways of looking at these things and being predictive of it. I don't know how accurate it is, but these are not questions that I can answer. So, best case scenario, I think, you know, you've got Moss, and like, I don't think either one of them is the guy necessarily. You know, I think they've got two guys, you know, and I think a lot of them, you know, I think they'll get a lot of burn. They'll both get a lot of burn. You know, I used to coach running backs, and at South Dakota State, we had a couple of really good running backs. What we used to do is we'd have our top two backs, and one of them would start and play the first two series. The other one would play the third and the fourth series, and then we would basically just go with the hot hand. Like, whoever was seeing it, whoever was feeling it, we'd go with that guy, and that guy would, you know, get most of the action as the game went on, and you know, particularly in the second half. So, you know, maybe you go to that sort of model, you know? Hey, this game's gonna be a little... Maybe you can predict it. You know, maybe it's, hey, this game's a little better for Moss. This game's a little better for Brown. Or maybe it's just to feel it out, see who's hitting it, who pops a couple, and roll with it. Play the hot hand. I think that might be a little bit more the way to look at it. Look, Moss is low on the tread, you know, from what he did at Indy. He was a reserve guy, but he showed he could be the guy when Jonathan Taylor was out. The Colts seemed perfectly comfortable with him in that role from what they knew about him as well. And, yeah. So, that's how I see this playing out. I don't think it's, forget about Chase Brown. I don't think it's going to be the same splits that we're used to seeing, and I also don't think you have a pass down guy and a run down guy. I don't think it's a Geo and a we were just talking about Joe Mixon. Geo Mixon situation. I don't think it's a Jeremy Hill Geo situation. You know, I don't think it's any of that. I think they're their own thing. So, and I'm excited about that, you know, because I think they both bring a lot of juice. I think they both bring a lot of excitement, and there's a lot to get behind with both of those guys. So, really cool, really good signing. Some people talked about it. I didn't really expect it. I thought they might get in there. I didn't think they'd get in there so fast on that like they did. And anyway, awesome. good pickup, good start. And we'll keep on rolling with free agency. I am Matt Minnick. Oh, what am I doing? Why am I ending this? Hey, what about Mixon? Well, Mixon was going to get cut, and now he's getting traded evidently, right? Still haven't seen that. Got to be like a round 7 pick. Got to be something like that. And, I mean, it's interesting. It tells you because some of us have been really low on Mixon. But look, there's a ton of running backs out there. And you can sign them for whatever you can sign them for. You know, we know what Mixon's contract is. Not that it's terrible, but we know what Mixon's contract is. And he's, you know, they've got all these other options, right? But now we know, hey, the league respects this guy, right? That you knew he was going to get cut. You knew you were going to get a shot at him. And Houston says somebody might snatch this guy up. I gotta spend a 7th-round pick to go get him. I mean, because honestly, I think that's what it is. I think the Bengals were like, well, we're going to cut him. And then Houston was like, I don't want to risk it. I want that guy. And they gave him something. You know, I think he was getting cut, period. I don't think that anything changed there. I think it was just like the Texans stepped in and said, not so fast, my friends. You know, bring that dude over here. Anyway, and look, like the Texans, pretty well-built team right now, right? They're doing some things really well. You know, there's a lot to respect about them. So, very interesting, to say the least, when you consider all things in that scenario. Now I'm just making words at the end there. I don't know. Trying to end this thing too soon, and then I just kind of rambled on, and now I'm ending it too slow, so... But now we're going to go. we're going to do this. I'm out. But I'll be back. All your free agency news rambling on. Probably very similar to the way I do now. Probably should script these things. Oh, well, screw it. That's no fun. I'm Evanick, Coach Speak, Uday.